Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 84. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday, and I'm delving into another standalone book that I've wrote in 2018 and also published in 2018, and it's called The World in Ruins. Now, the book cover, yeah, it's a little like grim, and it's a red, dark red type of color. And when I came across it on Canva, I was like, "Yep, that's the book cover." But did some tweaks, little changes, and here we are. So honestly, the book was planned out, like I would say, in 2017. And I didn't have any intentions on writing it right away, but there was so much going on in the world at that time, and there was just a lot of, like, bad things going on, a lot of things that were so grim, and I said, okay, I need to write this. And unfortunately, a lot of the things that I write in the book actually have happened in the world already. So, unfortunately, I pretty much give you guys the blueprint of what's to come of this world if we don't make the necessary changes and we don't start fighting for ourselves and really making this world a better place. The book is based off of a young 18-year-old named Derek who falls asleep and basically dreams of this whole world pretty much in disarray. It's being destroyed, and so many bad things are happening in this dream of his. And he's in a time machine, and he's going through so many parts of the world. And I delve into a lot of different topics that literally affect us in this world, such as Mother Nature, viruses and diseases, the food scarcity that's going on around the world. So there's plenty of other subjects, but those are just three that I can think of off the top of my head. But what I am going to say is that when I went through the process of, you know, writing this book, it was hard. And I honestly kind of jumped into it, and you know, if you guys don't believe in God and you're spiritual beings, I get it, I totally understand. But there was a chapter that was very controversial, and it was more of saying that whoever you believe in is not going to save us. We have to do the work. He put us in this place, the creator, whoever you believe in and who you pray to. It was a controversial chapter in that book, and I knew that I had to write it, because if you really think about it in hindsight, if this world was to be made better, it can be changed by the creator in a blink of an eye if he really wanted to just wipe out all the evil and just make this world better, right? I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not, you know, pushing any sort of things on you guys. I'm just kind of putting things in perspective a little bit for those who do believe in the creator and God and whoever you pray to, right? But what I am trying to say is that there is a lot of atrocities that are going on worldwide. And for me, I pay attention to a lot of things. I'm intuitive, but I also look into a lot of content creators, you know, on different sites, and I, you know, pay attention to certain things, and I, you know, pick up a lot of different things, and I kind of, you know, decided to do a little research on certain things, and then I was able to craft a story of this magnitude. And it's important that we do know what's going on around us and that we are aware of what's going on around us. The only problem is that, you know, we're being tossed so many different distractions on an everyday basis. And I talk about this on my podcast at great length. And, you know, I have plans on, you know, sharing, you know, a lot of things that are constantly distracting us. You know, America Under Mind Control delves into that a little bit. And I also delve into it on different books at different times just to kind of grab people's attention a little bit and have them focus. But this is a controversial book, but not as controversial as like America Under Mind Control or I Woke Up a Black Man, which were in the previous two podcasts on Book Insight Friday. But what I want to say is that Derek wakes up from this dream and literally like kind of went to work on like all of the things that he remembered while in this time machine. So what I want you guys to realize and understand is that this book wasn't an easy write. Honestly, I had to really sit and break down things and really see things for what they were. And, you know, in some ways I say to myself, darn, I should have waited, you know, a little bit longer to write it and publish it. But guess what? I wrote it in the time that I was supposed to write it. You know, God was like, you need to write this book now. So I'm like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Same thing with America, Country Divided. I wrote it at a certain time, and I'll delve into that probably much later on in the year or something like that. But, you know, this book was very, very, very important to me. And the people who did read it, I'm thankful. I got my share of reviews of, well, you know, that chapter of we won't be saved type of thing. Like, I wish there was more positivity to it, whatever the case is. I think the problem is we all read books with that and we want fairy tale endings. And a lot of my books don't have fairy tale endings because that's not reality. That's not the world we live in. I think what happens is we get engulfed and entrenched in all of these Disney movies and these happily ever after movies and all of these like love romance movies where everything works out great. Or these crime action, movies, and you know the good guy always beats the bad guy, and you know all of that, and we get caught up and fixated on okay, like this is what it's gonna be, but it's not. And you know, I feel like everyone in this world has some sort of role in contributing to this world and making it a better place. And no, that doesn't consist of going to your job 9 to 5 every day and making money and sitting at home and watching your TV shows. There's plenty of other opportunities to contribute to the world. It's going out, giving your time into helping others, giving back to people, whatever, you know, kind of suits you and whatever fits you. But not meaning to delve off topic, but what I want to say is The World in Ruins just was not, you know, one of those books where I was like, okay, I'm going to write this because I'm going to drill it in people's heads. And no, that was not it. And it's very rare that, you know, a book really just has one character, but this book does. And allows you to get to know Derek, what he thinks, feels, how concerned he is about what's going on in the world currently. And, you know, while this is, you know, a fictional book, whatever the case is, obviously, it delves into all the current events that's going on in this world. And, you know, it's telling people it's time to open your eyes. We can't walk around with our eyes closed to all of this. We can't. It's great that we have our loves and our passions and things like that. But, you know, what happens when those things get taken away? Right. So the message was more important for me to say, this is real. And what are we doing about it? And I wanted to tackle all the major things that were going on. I couldn't just and I could have made that book much longer, but I didn't want to drag it. And while I didn't hit on everything, I wanted to make sure that I had a character in place and he was able to touch on all the major things that are going on, you know, that was going on at that time and also what's going on right now. It's unfortunate that a lot of the content that I wrote in this book came to fruition. And hopefully this book has an impact on you guys, you know, if you guys choose to go down the road and, you know, and read it. But it also has to make us realize that we have to start doing way more than just living life in a sense of monotony, or that everything is fine, or that everyone else will do the work, or whatever the case is. Because as a human race, if we were all to come together, put things aside, such as race, religion, socioeconomic status, financial status, we can have a huge impact on what happens to the world. And the minute we all stand up to the demonic, evil people who are running this world, the landscape of everything changes. So we, as a collective, need to start doing the work. And when we start doing the work, things will start to change and things will start to materialize in the way that it needs to be. So, you know, there is obviously, you know, the hope, you know, that we all get it together. But time will tell on how all of this, you know, works out and how this all materializes. You know, we've had numerous lifetimes along the way, and, you know, are we getting to a place where we're in the end times from what a lot of content creators see, and based off of, you know, all of the religious biblical scriptures, all that stuff? Yeah, a lot of people feel that that's where we are and that's where we're at. I've come out and said I wouldn't be surprised if in this current lifetime the world ends, because of all the catastrophic things that are going on. But, you know, we don't get to determine that. And it's the reason why I live my life every day like it's my last, because I don't know when it's going to be my time to go. And that's why I create all the content that I do. And it's why I write all the books that I do, because social issues affect me and it affects billions of people around the world. So that's my book insight and how I went into writing that. You know, hopefully things will start to turn around, and we all collectively start doing the work, and we aren't caught up in the capitalistic mindsets that have been infiltrated into our minds from such a young age. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Have a good weekend, everyone. Be productive. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.